Okay, let us go to our next step then. Step number 31.
Paso número 31.
There should be treasury. Treasury.
Que será tesoro.
Yahweh said, you are my treasury possession.
Yahweh dijo que ustedes son mi tesoro apreciado.
Let's go there to Shemot, Exodus, chapter 19.
Vamos a Shemot, Éxodo 19.
On verse 5.
Versículo 5. Shemot 19:5.
And now, if you diligently obey my voice and shall guard my covenant, then you shall be my treasured possession above all peoples, for all the earth is mine.
Ya pues, si dieren oído a mi voz y guardaren mi brit, ustedes serán mi especial tesoro sobre todos los pueblos, porque mía es toda la eretz.
Imagine, my treasure possession.
Imagínense, mi tesoro especial.
What is a treasure?
¿Qué es un tesoro?
It's like something that's valuable.
Something that is valuable is a treasure.
Algo que es apreciado es un tesoro.
Do you have a treasure?
¿Tiene usted un tesoro?
No?
Yes.
Shh, don't tell nobody.
No le diga nada.
And some people, they have treasure, they keep the treasure where?
En el banco.
In the bank. Some has a, how do you call it?
Safety
deposit.
Hay gente que si tienen tesoro lo tienen en el banco, en una caja fuerte.
How do you call it?
Vault.
Some people keep it in a vault, believe it or not.
Yeah.
They don't trust in banks, so they prefer to buy a vault and keep it in their house.
Muchos compran una caja fuerte y la tienen en su casa.
Some keep where? Behind where?
Under their pillow, under their bed.
Some people bury it in jars in the backyard.
Behind the picture,
Muchos lo ponen escondido dentro de su cama, detrás de una fotografía.
Why they have so much, they have this care for their treasure?
¿Por qué es que tienen tanto cuidado por ese tesoro?
Because if someone else gets it, then they'll have it.
Because it's valuable to them.
Porque es valioso para ellos.
So they keep it very secure, they keep it, very nice.
Así que lo guardan bastante seguro, mucho.
They're not lax with it.
No son descuidados con él.
They don't put the treasure in anywhere.
No ponen ese tesoro en ninguna parte.
They put always in a safe place.
Lo ponen siempre en un lugar seguro.
So this is what Yahweh does with us.
Así que esto es lo que Yahweh hace con nosotros.
Because we are very valuable to him.
Porque nosotros somos bastante valiosos para
And he wants to keep us in a safe place.
Y quiere guardarnos en un lugar seguro.
That's why sometimes you find yourself inside a vault.
Es por eso que muchas veces usted se encuentra dentro de una caja fuerte.
And you don't know why you're there.
Y usted no sabe por qué se encuentra ahí.
You don't understand why you're inside that box.
No sabe por qué está usted dentro de una caja.
Why you have found yourself alone.
¿Por qué es que usted se encuentra ahí solo?
Because Yahweh, he cares for you.
Porque Yahweh cuida de usted.
And he wants to protect you.
Y quiere protegerlo.
And many times we think that we don't need all that protection.
Y muchas veces nosotros creemos que no necesitamos tanta protección.
I can take care of myself.
Yo puedo cuidarme por mí solo.
Have you seen the children when, when you are going to cross the street, we always give them our hands,
Ven cuando los niños están a punto de cruzar la calle, siempre les damos nuestras manos.
But as they begin to grow up, they don't like to give you hands no more.
Pero cuando comienzan a crecer, no les gusta sostener su mano más.
Because they begin to feel that they don't need all that protection.
Porque sienten que no necesitan toda esa protección.
Because they are grown up. Now they can watch one side to the other.
Porque ya están crecidos, ya pueden ver de un lado para el otro.
When they go to school, they used to go with the parent. They like, they love when daddy go to school with them. Oh, that's the great day, the day of their lives.
Ellos les gustaba mucho cuando iba su papi a la escuela con ellos. Era el mejor yom de sus jaim.
Paulina is all the time asking, oh, daddy, can you take me to school today?
Paulina está siempre preguntando, ¿por
qué voy a ir a mi escuelita hoy? But now ask Petros if he would like me to go to school with him.
Pero pregúntale a Petros.
Adriana decía, papi, déjame pescar, porque mis amigos te van a ver.
Petros, mommy, daddy is gonna take you to school today.
Petros, mommy te va a llevar hoy a la escuela.
Que las vaya a traer ahí a la Target. ¿No está la escuela a un lado?
Ay, qué vergüenza. Oh,
no.
Can you stop, you know, far away?
I'll tell you a little story. My mother loved to hang her clothes outside, and it was in the afternoon, you know, and my sister and I would beg her, please don't be out there hanging clothes up with the bus. What difference did it make? You know, it's like,
everybody would see your clean
clothes. Oh, no, please don't do that.
No, kids, they look for anything to talk about
tonight.
And that's what, you know, and that's what happened to us. We think that we are grown up, we think that we know all, so when Yahweh tries to, you know, to go with us or to do things with us, you just say, oh, I can do it by myself.
Y eso es lo que pasa con nosotros. Pensamos que ya estamos creciditos, que nos podemos cuidar por nosotros mismos. Y cuando Yahweh quiere llevarnos o ir con nosotros, le decimos, nosotros podemos cuidar de nosotros mismos.
Do you remember what happened to the people of Israel? Because Yahweh said, okay, get all the people close to the mountain and I will speak with them.
¿Se acuerdan lo que les pasó al pueblo de Israel cuando dijo, reúneme a todo el pueblo cerca de la montaña y yo hablaré con ellos?
What did the people say?
¿Qué dijo el pueblo?
No, don't allow Yahweh to speak with us, otherwise we'll die.
No, no permitas que Yahweh hable con nosotros, si no nos morimos.
Go you, Moshe.
Tú ve, Moshe.
Let Yahweh speak with you.
Que Yahweh hable contigo.
And then you tell us everything that he said to you.
Y luego tú nos dices lo que él te dijo a ti.
And then Moshe, okay, that's fine with me.
Entonces Moshe dijo, chao, yo voy. Eso está chao conmigo.
And then Yahweh said, with you I speak what? In dreams and vision, but with Moshe I spoke face to face.
Y Yahweh dijo, con ustedes hablé con sueños y con visiones, pero con Moshe yo hablé cara a cara.
And Yahweh, he wants to speak with us face to face.
Y Yahweh quiere hablar con nosotros cara a cara.
Because we are his treasure possession.
Porque nosotros somos su posesión especial.
In other words, we are his property.
En otras palabras, somos su propiedad.
We belong to him.
Nosotros le pertenecemos.
And because of that, he wants to take care of us.
Y por causa de eso, él quiere cuidar de nosotros.
And the good thing is that Yahweh doesn't get tired of us.
Y la cosa chova es que él no se cansa de nosotros.
It's not like that that brand new toy.
No es como ese juguetito nuevo.
That they play and they say, nah, I don't want any anymore.
Que juegan con él y luego dicen, ya no lo quiero.
No, Yahweh said that he will be with him forever and ever.
Yahweh dijo que estaríamos con él para siempre.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. But of course, there are many things on the way.
Pero por supuesto hay muchas cosas en el camino
that we have to go through.
Que tenemos que pasar.
And these next three steps, probably you are already on some of those.
Y posiblemente usted ya está en alguno de estos próximos tres pasos.
Step number 32 is the fire.
Paso número 32 es el fuego.
All of us, we need to give this step.
todos nosotros tenemos que dar este paso.
Where we are going through the fire.
En donde vamos a estar pasando a través del fuego.
Where is not easy.
En donde no es fácil.
It's hot.
Es caliente.
It burns.
Quema.
Sometimes it hurts.
A veces duele.
One of my uncle, he was burned by fire.
Uno de mis tíos fue quemado por fuego.
And have you seen the treatment?
¿Y han visto usted el tratamiento?
Es silver, they put silver on it.
They got to scrub them.
Tienen que tallarlos.
And he burned his back.
Y se quemó la espalda.
So he had to turn to the wall like this.
Así que tuvo que voltear hacia la pared.
And
así.
Somebody just scrubbed him.
Y alguien lo talló.
To take all that skin that was burned off.
Para quitar toda esa piel que estaba ahí quemada.
So it didn't cause cancer or something?
No, it won't cause any inflammation, all that.
And it won't heal.
So his skin will be, how do you say, raw.
Para que su,
smooth, raw.
Yeah.
Para que su piel estuviera viva.
Viva.
Cruda.
Cruda.
He said it was horrible. It was very, very painful.
It was worse than the burn itself.
Yeah.
And even after, because it's very sensitive now.
Right now?
When you scrub, it becomes very sensitive. You have to put, you know, some lotion or ointment on it and gauze.
Tiene uno que ponerle cremas y gasas.
But it was necessary.
Pero era necesario.
So he could be healed. He could have, you know, get going.
Para que pudiera ser sanado y seguir adelante.
And many times that's necessary in our lives.
Y muchas veces eso es necesario en nuestras existencias.
So it can take away all the impurities in us.
Para que pueda quitar todas las impurezas que están en nosotros.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So let's go to Matityahu.
Vamos a Matityahu.
Matthew chapter 3.
Capítulo 3 de Matityahu.
Verse 11.
Versículo 11.
I indeed immerse you in water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to bear. He shall immerse you in a set apart spirit and fire.
Yo a la emet los inmerjo en agua para arrepentimiento, pero el que viene tras mí, cuyo calzado yo no soy digno de llevar, es más poderoso que yo. Él los inmergirá en Ruach HaKadosh y fuego.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So, Yeshua, you immerse us through fire. There will be a fire that will come to us.
Así que Yeshua nos inmergirá a través del fuego. Va a venir un fuego sobre nosotros.
And as we know, it's only fire that can purify us.
Y como nosotros sabemos, es solamente el fuego el que nos puede purificar.
And we can skip the fire.
Y no podemos brincarnos el fuego.
You can't go around.
No podemos ir alrededor.
You have to receive that fire.
Tiene usted que recibir ese fuego.
Many times it's going to be painful, it's going to be hard on you.
Muchas veces va a ser doloroso, difícil sobre usted.
But that is something that is necessary.
Pero eso es algo necesario.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let's go to First Kefa, First Peter.
Vamos a Primera de Kefa, Primera de Pedro.
Chapter 1.
Capítulo 1. Mm-hmm.
Okay, verse 7.
Versículo 7.
In order that the proving of your belief, much more precious than gold and precious, wait a second, precious than gold that perishes and proven by fire, might be found to result in praise and respect and esteem at the revelation of Yeshua Mashiach.
Para que sometida a prueba su emuná, mucho más preciosa que el oro, el cual aunque perecedero se prueba con fuego, sea hallada en Tejilá, Tiferet y Kabod, cuando sea manifestado Yeshua HaMashiach.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh, just like the fire purifies the gold, so the fires also purify us.
Así como el fuego purifica el oro, igual el fuego nos purificará a nosotros.
When you know they find the gold goes to fire.
Cuando encuentran el oro pasa por fuego.
And all you know the substance that is on the gold is destroyed by the fire.
Y toda sustancia que está en el fuego es destruido por el fuego.
Because we know when they find gold, the gold is full of dust and impurities.
Porque cuando encuentran el oro está repleto de polvo e impurezas.
So it needs to go to the fire so it can be purified. That's why they call it pure gold.
Y tiene que pasar por el fuego para ser purificado y poder ser llamado oro puro.
So that's why each one of us we have to go to that fire.
Y es por eso que cada uno de nosotros tenemos que pasar por ese fuego.
So it can be called pure Yohanan, pure Petrus.
Para que podamos ser llamados Yahanan puro, Kefa puro.
And many times you know that impurity is so attached to you.
Y sabe que a veces esa impureza está tan pegada a usted.
That it doesn't come out with prayers.
Que no se quita con oraciones.
Do you know what needs to be done?
¿Sabe lo que tiene que ser hecho?
Scribe.
Tiene que haber una tallada.
So it can come out.
Para que pueda quitarse.
So it can be removed.
Para que pueda ser quitado, sacado.
And then you can be even more precious.
Y entonces pueda usted ser aún más precioso.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Are you ready to go through fire?
¿Está listo para pasar a través del fuego?
Have you been through fire?
Oh, ¿ha usted pasado a través del fuego?
Oh yeah.
So don't think that was bad. That was good for you.
Así que no piense que eso fue malo. Eso fue todo para usted.
Remember that even on the fire, Yahweh is there with us.
Porque aún a través del fuego, Yahweh está ahí con nosotros.
Do you remember the three friends of Daniel?
¿Se acuerdan de los tres amigos de Daniel?
That they were thrown in the furnace of fire.
Que fueron echados en el horno de fuego.
And when they looked, how many were there?
Four.
Four.
Y cuando vieron cuántos habían ahí.
Instead of three.
En lugar de tres.
So it shows that even in the fire, Yahweh was there with them.
Así que esto enseña que aún a través del fuego, Yahweh estaba ahí con ellos.
Sometimes he is the fire.
Mm-hmm.
A veces él es
yeah,
el fuego.
He's the own fire. That's right. In fact, on this translation of the scripture, the you know, it says that it's the fire of the Ruach HaKodesh.
Es más, aquí en esta escritura, en esta traducción, dice que es el fuego de Ruach HaKodesh.
So, it doesn't mean that he will emerge in the Ruach and the fire. It's just one immersion, that is the Ruach that is also fire.
Así que no quiere decir que habrán dos inmersiones, una de Ruach y otra de fuego, sino que es una de Ruach que es el fuego.
Mm-hmm. I got an email from, you know, Nancy, the lady that came to visit us.
Mm-hmm. Yo recibí un correo electrónico de la persona que vino a visitarnos, Nancy.
And it was about fire precisely.
Y se trataba exactamente acerca de fuego.
She said she went to visit like a one of those goldsmiths or like a jeweler.
Dijo mm-hmm. que fue a visitar a un joyero.
And in order to purify a metal, they have to put the metal in the middle of the hottest part of the flame.
Y dice que para poder purificar algún metal, tenían que poner ese metal en la parte más caliente del fuego.
So she asked him, how do you know if it's when it's pure.
Y ella le preguntó, ¿cómo sabe usted que ya está puro?
He says, it's easy.
Y él dijo, fácil.
When I can see my reflection, my image in the metal.
Cuando yo puedo ver mi imagen, mi reflexión en el metal.
So it's like Yahweh purifying us. And he's done purifying us when he can see his image in us. Mm-hmm.
Así que Yahweh nos está purificando. Y él deja de purificarnos en el momento que él puede ver su imagen en nosotros.
Yeah. And that's the whole purpose, you know. He wants us to go back the way he created us.
Y ese es el propósito. Él quiere que regresemos a lo original de como él nos creó.
In his image and his likeness.
En su imagen y semejanza.
Hmm? How much do you need to go to fire?
¿Cuánto fuego tiene usted que pasar?
Que sea necesario.
So you see Yahweh in yourself.
Yeah. There you go.
Do you have to go through the fire several times?
As often you need.
Just like every meatwad.
You get dirty.
Yeah, there you go. Back to fire. Got dirty, back to fire.
Tiene uno que pasar el fuego en cuantas veces se esté ensuciando. Si se ensució, tiene que regresar al fuego.
Look how many times Jerusalem's been destroyed and rebuilt.
Mm-hmm. Mire cuántas veces Yerushalayim ha sido construida y reconstruida, o derrotada y construida.
So just don't get dirty.
Así que no se ensucie.
Yep. Okay, step 33.
Paso número 33.
Tribulations.
Tribulaciones.
Tribulations
is like the stones.
The real fire. Like the backside of the hurricane.
Let's go to Devarim chapter 4.
Devarim capítulo 4.
Verse 31.
Versículo 31.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31.
I'm sorry, verse 31.
Devarim 4, 31.
Deuteronomy.
For Yahweh, your Elohim, is a compassionate El. He does not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them.
Porque Elohim compasivo es Yahweh, tu Elohim. No te dejará, ni te destruirá, ni se olvidará del brit que les juró a tus abot.
Okay, 32.
Excuse me. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before you, since the day that Elohim created man on the earth, and asked from one end of the heavens to the other end of the heavens, whether there has been a word as great as this, or has been heard like it.
Porque pregunta en este momento si en los tiempos pasados, que han sido antes de ti, desde el yom que creó Elohim al hombre sobre la Eretz, si desde un extremo del Shamaim al otro, se ha hecho cosa semejante a esta gran cosa, o se haya oído otra como ella.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So one thing we have to keep in our mind, that's Yahweh, he'll never forsake us.
Así que una cosa que tenemos que mantener en mente es que Yahweh nunca nos abandona.